trust in you, Jesus. FM 90.3 WJTL Brook, Litcherwood, Brandon Lake, Honey in the Rock. Good morning, 7:21.
Hey, good morning, friends. Weather-wise today, cloudy and showers, high 81. On the overnight, more chance of rains, low 66. Friday and Saturday, both those days, chance of showers and storms, cloudy. Saturday, we might see the sun a little bit, both days in the mid-80s. And then Sunday looks like clear skies, no rain, high 83 and sunny on Sunday. It is currently 70 in Harrisburg, 68 in Lancaster.
Sometimes the most creative people are involved in ministry, and I just love how God planted this in Emily's heart from the time she was little, to have a coffee house, and that coffee house is meeting the needs of foster kids that are coming out of the program. It's called the Crackpot Coffee Shop. It's in Mechanicsburg. And our founder and executive director, Emily Schmidt, is with us. Good morning again, Emily.
Good morning.
So wonderful to have you here. So share with us maybe a story about how God has impacted some of the kids you are working with.
Sure. I had the time just a couple weeks ago to spend with one of our early youth that came through the program, and he actually was probably one of the most stubborn, and he would say it himself. He had his mind made up on this is what he wanted to do, and he wasn't really seeking the Lord. He just, this is what he wanted to do, and no one was going to stop him, and he was very much against getting, you know, therapy and just stuff like that. And so I actually, he did try things on his own and has come to find out that God's way is much easier and smoother and more of a peaceful path to take. And so I had the opportunity to spend some time with him, and it has just been amazing to hear the transformation taking place in his life. He's fully surrendered to God. And so the thing that God has showed me is, you know, we are called to plant these seeds a lot of times in the lives of these kids and then allow the Holy Spirit to be the Holy Spirit.
Yeah.
We don't just provide meals for people, you know, mm-hmm. you know, we're not a shelter where we provide meals. We have been called to come alongside of these kids and in the trenches and be that stable ground, that consistent in their life and that unconditional love no matter what happens.
Yeah.
And so I really got a chance recently to see that come full circle almost, you know, just seeing now he's talking about being a minister and how,
wow.
you know, to think of where we started to see this and he did, you know, thank me for consistently being there in his life. And it's been a journey and it's been a struggle sometimes, but, you know, it was almost like God just giving me that wink of,
yep,
I know it's hard,
right. yep.
but this is why you do what you do. This is mm-hmm. why I've called you to what I've called you to. And so, that was awesome.
So you guys have a coffee shop and you're also meeting the needs of kids who are aging out of the foster program. Tell us how the two are combined and how it works.
So we have the program side of things, and then we have the coffee shop running, and we have an amazing, incredible staff there. Hopefully some of them are listening, but our staff there does an incredible job just, you know, running the coffee shop.
Yeah.
The program kind of goes hand in hand with the youth, so they have the opportunity while they're in the program to actually be employed at the coffee shop and
that's
work
awesome.
There.
That's awesome, yeah.
So we're kind of building that trust, working on the stuff that's important on the front end, and then they have the opportunity to interview and work at the coffee shop. And by that time, they're pretty comfortable with us, and they trust us, and they know some of the customers, so it's a smooth transition for them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So we partner with a lot of really great organizations where we meet the needs of them, transportation, driving school, housing. There's a lot of great places out there that provide housing for not as many as I wish there were, but I think more and more of these housing options for youth that are aging out are popping up.
Wow.
So we have a lot of really great, we meet them where they're at and figure out what they need. Every time we meet somebody, it looks different. So we just pull in the resources and work with the organizations that we work with to try to provide opportunities for them. But then, of course, it's up to them to do the work and, you know, put forth the effort to do what they need to do on their part.
So how can our listeners be involved and how can we pray?
Oh, my gosh. Well, you said it right there. I mean, pray is the number one thing. We are so under attack most days working with this population because, you know, the enemy wants to keep them where they're at and mm-hmm. enslaved and feeling hopeless and wanting to offer them control that is not in a good way. So praying for our kids and their hearts and their minds, praying for us, the team, every time you think of it is probably the biggest way to fight the enemy and keep us right side up and fighting the battle on the front line with them. But obviously, you know, supporting us financially just by patronizing the shop, but also, you know, financially donating. We have opportunities. You can donate right on our website. You can mail checks into the Crackpot. Those are all ways, you know, we have someone right now that we're paying for a hotel room, you know, right now, because crisis situations happen at any time. And we have somebody where we need to kind of act quick and cover, you know, the expenses for hotel, driving school, therapy, all of those things we cover. So that's super helpful.
Wow. Check it out online, thecrackedpotcoffeeshop.com, or you could type the Cracked Pot Coffee Shop into Facebook, Instagram, follow along.
Which
with.
Which I just did.
Yeah.
And it's very cool. Yeah. I did
Thank
just
you.
Stalk the Cracked Pot Instagram.
Yeah,
it was cool.
Love it. Located on Gettysburg Pike in Mechanicsburg. Check it out online, thecrackedpotcoffeeshop.com. Emily, such a delight to have you here this morning.
Yeah, thanks,
Thank
guys.
You for being
yep,
with us.
Appreciate it.
Back to the music we go. This is Josh Wilson, Carry Me on WJTL.